Okay. Are you ready? Let's read with one voice. Begin.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is here. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I just want to give you a heads up that during you listen to the message, okay, and right after the message, I'm going to be asking to share what you have heard, okay, what you have realized with your brothers and sisters who's next to you, to like pair up with two people, okay. So I want to encourage the congregation not only to hear the message, but to be able to speak what you have heard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because your faith, your life will grow by speaking it, by saying it. And afterward, after you share with your brothers and sisters, then maybe a few people out of a whole congregation, they can come up to the front and they can also share to the whole body of Christ. Okay? Because we want to keep boast about our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we give us, is it 2:11 or 3:11?
2:11.
Philippians 2:11. I want to encourage you with Philippians 2:11. Okay. Are you ready? 2:11. Okay, begin.
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Okay. Okay. Is this NIV?
NIV and KJV.
Recovery version says publicly.
Okay. You don't have the recovery. Okay. The recovery version says you confess the name Jesus Christ public. Okay? Public. In the public. So, the scripture encourages us to speak Jesus Christ and edify Jesus Christ, glorify Jesus Christ by boasting Jesus Christ to one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? So that is the point. After you hear the message, I want you to share what you have heard. Share the Christ with your brothers and sisters. And share to the body of Christ. Then I believe Christ will be glorified. I think He will be pleased. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We shouldn't be silent coming to church. We should be making noise, joyful noise to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should shout Jesus Christ and we should boast our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For He deserves our highest worship.
Amen.
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 Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's go back to today's scripture. I want to talk about gentleness versus anxiety, part one. The word gentleness here is very important. But just this word gentleness, we need some explanations. We need to explain what this word gentleness really means. Okay? Before that, I want to talk about the root of anxiety. The Bible says, do not worry about anything. So, we want to talk about the root of anxiety, root of worriness. Okay? The fact that you are living in this world, they are full of many things to worry about. Actually, non-Christians, the fact that they are living in this world, that itself, okay, means full of worries and anxieties. To live in this world, okay, I'm talking about non-believers, they are going to have lots of things to worry about. Because that world itself defines many worries and anxieties. Okay? Versus Christians, the children of God, we have many things to worry about too, but because of gentleness, because of Jesus Christ, we can live worry-free life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We can live worry-free life. Okay? And I'm going to share with you today how to live a worry-free life. If you know the word gentleness, And if you apply it into your life, then you are begin to live worry-free life. You begin to overcome all the shadows of the anxieties in your life. Okay? You know, fish cannot live without water, right? It's not true. The fish had fish needs water. Okay, fish and water, they are one. Like that, when people live in the world, they cannot escape from worries and anxieties. But praise the Lord, God tells us today, with prayer and request, with thanksgiving, prayer and request with thanksgiving, if you offer it to God, the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your heart and mind, and you are going to live a worry-free life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can overcome anxieties. Because Jesus Christ is greater than anxieties.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is greater than worries out there.
Amen.
So if Jesus is greater in you, then you can overcome worries. Amen.
Amen.
But if worry is greater than Jesus, then obviously you're going to live with many worries and anxieties. Okay, let's talk about the rule of gentleness, okay? The rule of gentleness, did I give you here in PPT? The rule of gentleness, the original word? Did I? Oh, there you go. There's a. 아까 그거 맞아. Okay, the rule of gentleness is called epiakes. Everybody say epiakes.
Epiakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how we say in Greek word, the gentleness there word is epiakes. Okay? Epiakes. Gentleness. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this word is not simple, okay? I'll tell you something. This word is not simple. This word, it encompasses many different meanings of the word. Okay, let me just raise the mic. Okay, ready. Okay, so let's find out the definition now of this epiakes, okay? Let's read it together. Kindness, deep consideration, understanding, wisdom, patience.
Generous heart, forgiveness, abundant provision, not clinging to my own rights and my profit.
Okay. Okay, we can read one more. Okay, begin. I will be satisfied in spite of any
responses
of other person. Okay, so this is a kind of definition of epiakes. Okay? What does it mean by gentleness? It means kindness. Okay, that's epiakes. This word encompasses of kindness. You are kind to your brother or your sister, or even to the stranger on the street. Why? Because of the epiakes. All right? You have deep consideration of your husband or your wife or your friends when they say the wrong things about you, okay? When they make a mistake to you, you have that deep consideration. Huh? You have understanding. Okay? And you have wisdom and patience. You have generous heart. When someone does wrong things to you, you are generous to that wrong act. Okay? Wrong act of something. And you are being generous to that person. Because of that epiakes character. Are you getting me? Huh? When someone does wrong thing to you, you can easily forgive that person because of the character of epiakes, gentleness that is in you. If you have epiakes, then you can easily forgive. The reason you cannot forgive easily of your brother or sister or your husband or your wife is because you don't have epiakes. Do you understand? Because the gentleness, the epiakes is low in your heart. So I think from today on, the word there is gentleness in NIV or King James Version, but I feel like that word gentleness is just too much, it's a simple word. So maybe we should memorize it as epiakes. Huh? I don't know. Amen. You try. What is it? What is the word? Greek word for gentleness?
Epiakes.
Yeah, good. So maybe we should just memorize epiakes. Everybody say epiakes.
Epiakes.
Let's say this now. God wants you to be a person of epiakes. Go ahead.
God wants you to be personal. P-A-K-S.
Okay? So if somebody say, what does that word mean? And that's a Greek word for gentleness. Gentleness, okay? So because that word is very important. Because that epiakes, gentleness, that word comes before worries and anxieties. You see, if you want to overcome worries and anxieties, then you need epiakes. Okay? That's what it's saying here. Now, let me just explain a little bit more. Not clinging to my own rights and my profit. Okay? Okay, listen. I have my wife here. Okay? She does the laundry. She cleans the house. She prepares delicious food for me. Huh? Now, if I am a person of epiakes, then I will be very much thankful of what she is doing to me. But if I am not epiakes, then I will demand. I will be a person of demanding and say, you're my wife and you're a woman, you out to clean up the houses, you out to prepare the food for me, and that is your duty, that is your responsibility, that is what you, what woman ought to do, and so I expect you to do those things, so... Good girl. Something like that, huh? Do you understand? I will be a person of demanding. I'll not have a heart of thanksgiving for who she is and what she is doing to me. Are you getting me? But if I'm a person of epiakes, then I'll be, oh, I'm so thankful, honey. You are cleaning, you are doing laundry, you are preparing food for me. I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? So God is looking for a person of gentleness, epiakes, right? Now let me go further. He says, I will be, the last sentence there, definition, he says, I will be satisfied in spite of any different responses of other person. Oh, let me explain, let me illustrate now, okay? Let me illustrate. If I ask Sarah, Saskia, can I have hot water, let's say I plead with her, can I have a hot water? And she gives me cold water. Now, if I'm a person of epiakes, then I will be, according to definition, I will be
satisfied.
I'll be satisfied even if she gives me cold water when I ask for hot water. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Are you getting me? You see, nothing can give me worries. Nothing can shake me. And nothing can make me come out of the peace of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Even if she gives me cold water, I will be satisfied. When your brother or sister, someone that you know, is attacking you, is backbiting you, is gossiping about you, regardless of that person's response, you can be
satisfied.
According to this definition, come on, you can be
satisfied.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you have a Christ, nothing can shake you. Mm. Nothing can make you unbalanced. Nothing can cause any troubles in your life. You and Christ, you are one. And that itself will make you strong in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So no matter what circumstances that is, or no matter what attacks you receive, listen, if you are one with Christ, you are going to be a person of gentleness, epiakes, and you can overcome in spite of what responses the other person do to you. How happy are you going to be if you become person of epiakes in your family? With you and your wife and your husband, do you think you are going to be happy?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
No matter how you say, no matter how you act, if your husband, your wife is person of epiakes, then?
They will be satisfied.
They will be satisfied. Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
You can be satisfied. You see? If she cooks a very delicious food for me, of course, I'm going to be happy. Amen.
Amen.
Honey, thank you. Delicious food. I'll be happy. But even if the taste is not tasty, I will be satisfied. Because I am a person of a kiss. I am gentle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is what it means. So if you read the scriptures again, it says, let your gentleness be evident to all. Verse 5. Let your gentleness, epiakis, evident to all. The Lord is near. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he goes on to say, okay, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. So that epiakis, gentleness, requires prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So you want to become a man and woman of epiakis, then you need to pray. Bible says, pray. Prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So let's talk about prayer now. Okay? What is prayer and what is request here? Because they talk about two things. Prayer and petition. Prayer and petition. Well, this is what prayer is. Prayer is you are communicating with God. That's a prayer. Petition is when you request special needs to God about your problem. That's a petition. So when you are petitioning for your brother or sister, you are requesting special thing about that person to God. That's a special request. Okay? Prayer is a general communicating, contacting God. So Bible says, now with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, you offer it to me. Then the peace of God will protect you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to go to the next topic where it says, prayer and petition with thanksgiving. That's the key there. Okay? It says, do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Did you notice that? With thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving is powerful. God brings miracle to those who give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, brothers and sisters, look at me. There's a one nation. There's a one nation. There are many nations, but I want to just talk about U.S. for a second. Okay, U.S. America. The America. When you go to America, how many of you went to America? You? Just here. Okay. when you went to America, did you notice that you hear thank you, thank you, thank you everywhere. Wherever you go, you hear words thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did you experience that?
Yeah.
Where?
Just anywhere, service industry.
That's right. Everywhere, anywhere, when you go, you hear, you can easily hear thank you. You see? Nation, the people who give many thanks to God and many thanks to one another, God blesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, America is one of the, it is the strongest nation in the whole world, right? Right, and the nation has been blessed so much by God. You see, when you thank God, the fountain of thanksgiving will open. Okay, the fountain of thanksgiving will open, and there will be more things to thank God for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, but when you complain, the fountain of complaint will open, and then you complain more other things. So here with thanksgiving. God wants to hear a words of thanksgiving. God wants to hear a prayer of thanksgiving. Okay? So this is what I mean by. When you lost a job, when you lost a job, how would you pray? You can pray like this usually, huh? Oh Lord, I lost my job. With your mercy, please give me another job. Thank you. Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pray like that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But Bible says, you have to pray and petition with thanksgiving. So, this is maybe how you can pray with thanksgiving. Dear Lord, I thank you. I thank you because I didn't lose that job earlier. Hallelujah. I thank you because I'm still healthy that I can work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you in advance because you're going to give me a better job.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hmm. Do you see the difference? Do you see the difference?
Yes.
You see the difference, huh? Okay, when you're sick, if you have a stomach ache and when you're sick, how do you pray? Oh Lord, I feel stomach ache now. Please heal me now. By His wound, I'm healed. In Jesus' name. Normally, we pray like that, don't we?
Yes.
But Bible says, with thanksgiving. So, how you should pray? Oh Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because I don't have a cancer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you because I still have my whole body. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you because my body is still functioning. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you because I can still move around.
Amen.
And I thank you because you're going to heal me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see the difference? Do you see the raise your hand if you see the difference. Do you see the difference? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you do prayer and petition with thanksgiving, God says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now I want to point out something else now here. I want to point out something else. Bible says prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Now you offer your prayer, but then your worry increases. Okay? You pray with thanksgiving, even when you pray with thanksgiving, your worry increases. Why? Because God is not answering your prayer. God is not changing your circumstance. Now, what do you do in those situations? What do you do then? Huh? Well, in those situations, when God does not answer to change your circumstance, in those situations, you have to learn to accept that particular circumstance as God's answer, your prayer answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You have to understand that God is above you, that God is God of heaven and earth, that God is a creator. You have to understand that God is big. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are limited. He's limitless. We are finite. He's infinite. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to understand that sometimes God wants you exactly where you are. God allows that particular thorn, okay, thorn in your life. There was Apostle Paul. He was genius of the gospel. He was so spiritual man, but then he had a thorn, you know. He had a thorn. He had a sickness in his body. He had a thorn. So he prayed how many times? Do you remember the story? He prayed
three times.
Now, a spiritual man like Apostle Paul, maybe he prayed one time and then God does not answer his prayer. He should have understood that, right? And accept that as God's answer. But he didn't stop there. He prayed, continued to pray for three times. He repeated three times. So you can imagine how desperate Apostle Paul was. That he really wanted to get this thorn out of his life. You can see the desperateness, right? Desperation in his life. But then, after he prayed three times, this is what God said here. 2 Corinthians 12:9. This is what God says. Can we read this scripture? Okay, begin.
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is what he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. That thorn in your flesh, you know what God says? You need that for my grace to be abundant in your life. You need that thorn so that you can receive the training to learn to trust me, to learn to rely on me, to learn to rely on my power. Because my power, Bible says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Because you have that particular weakness, listen, my power is ready to activate.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say you're strong all the time, then where can the power of God can manifest? Do you understand?
Yeah.
See, God's power wants to manifest, wants to be activated in your weakness.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Apostle Paul goes on to say, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. I will boast in my weaknesses. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We boast our Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We boast Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But we also boast our weaknesses.
Amen.
Do you have weakness? Praise the Lord. You boast about your weakness. Amen. Because Christ's strength will make perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So sometimes you say, oh God, why this thorn in my body? Why this thorn in my flesh, in my life? Well, I'll tell you, like Apostle Paul, God is permitting that particular thorn, that problem in your life, so that that thorn will make you humble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That thorn will make you humble to seek His face. Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for this wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So when you pray, prayer and petition with thanksgiving, and God is not changing your life or getting rid of those that particular circumstances that you don't like it, well, realize that even if He does not, you still give thanks to the Lord because God is in control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the right time comes to God, He will remove it. Amen?
Amen.
Well, He will change it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When He's not changing it, you have to understand and accept, oh, God is working in me. God is working in me. God is changing me. Praise the Lord. Okay, the last point. The result of God. The result of prayer and petition with thanksgiving. What is the result? The result is peace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we need the peace of God. Right? In where? Your mind, your heart, is that peace? What do you think? Brothers and sisters, is your mind and heart, is that peace? Is it heaven or hell? Huh? If many anxieties and worries, that's hell, isn't it? If your mind and heart is at peace, that's heaven, isn't it? So where is your mind and heart is at? Is it peace or anxiety?
Peace.
I hope you have a peace, amen?
Amen.
But if you become person of epiaches, gentleness, that peace will follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peace of God will come with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. But you give thanksgiving when you become man of gentleness, epiaches. Are you getting me? You see? Okay. That peace of God will guard your heart and mind. Your heart is the source of your life. Okay, Bible says, above all else, guard your heart, because it is the wellspring of your life. Your life is your heart. So we need to guard our hearts. Amen. Because Satan wants to trouble our hearts, wants to change our hearts, to make it deceitful, to make it dark, you know, to make us weak, and to make us disappointed and confused and all that. But you know what? God wants to give you a strong heart. God wants to give you new heart, a heart of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants to not only your heart, but your mind. Your mind is the main leading part of your soul. The makeup of your soul is your what? Your mind, your thought, your emotion, and your will. See? The peace of God can protect your mind. If there's no peace of God in your mind, you cannot focus well. Okay? You cannot follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because you cannot focus well. So God wants to give you peace in your mind, your heart, so you can follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, your life will be satisfied.
Amen.
Your life will be abundant.
Amen.
Bible says, John chapter 10 verse 10 says, the reason I came is to give you life and abundant life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, we are the children of God, and we have a right to live and enjoy the abundant life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abundant life is in you. And His name is Christ. And His name is Epiaches. Gentleness. Regardless of how other person respond to you or act to you, you will be satisfied.
Amen.
I am satisfied because Christ is in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the scripture is saying. If Christ is in you, you will be satisfied regardless of how other people act upon you, act to you. Oh Lord, just thank you. Thank you for the peace of God.
Amen.
I pray for the peace of God to you now, to your mind and to your heart now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak the peace of God that transcends all understanding to your heart, to your mind.
Amen.
I speak against all the worries and anxieties in your heart, in your mind. Amen. I pray in Jesus' name, go.
Amen.
We don't belong to the world. We do not belong to Satan. We belong to our God. We belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the Prince of Peace. And He says, peace be unto you.
Amen.
Right after resurrection, the word He says to His disciples, He said, peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, we need peace.
Amen.
And peace is there in your spirit.
Amen.
Because Christ is there. And His name is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you never forget to pray. May you never to forget to petition to God. May you never forget prayer with thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving brings miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men of Epiacus will bring peace of God. And the peace of God will drive out all the worries and anxieties. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Be at peace, my brother and sister.
Amen.
Okay, now pair up. Two, please talk. Pair up with two. Caesar, you can join me. Pair up two. Did you pair up two? Alright. Marina, you can share with him. Hold him. The pair up. 2 minutes. Pair up two. Okay, now share about 3 minutes what you have just heard. What you have realized. Okay? The blessings you have received. Just share what you have heard. Just 2-2, not 3. 2-2. Alright, thank you. Gianna, catch. Share. And then let her share. Share with a small voice so you don't interrupt. Share with small voice.